Hello and welcome to Queer as Fiction.
Deep into the sex zone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh. Oh god, okay.
Are we all good, ladies?
Wow.
Queer AF.
Hello.
And welcome to
Queer as fiction.
Oh, you're even doing the voice at the beginning now.
My voice is gonna be weird because I'm sick, but I'll try and keep it step zaddy.
Oh, okay.
I feel like sick voices are nice for podcasts.
Welcome to Queer as Fiction. I'm your zaddy Amanda, and to my left is
your co-zaddy Ashley, and to my left is
I'm your step zaddy.
I'm not even gonna say anything anymore. What did you do last time?
Cool.
You guys, we're on Spotify now. If you're listening to us on Spotify, hi.
Hello. Also, thanks for making last week our most downloaded episode. You guys just seem to like us.
If you guys want more theme episodes, tell us through the internet.
I tried to pitch a Devil Wears Prada themed episode.
I'm just confused as to how many different pairings we can do with that, though.
We stand
three.
In.
Anne Hathaway and Miranda Priestly.
Uh-huh.
Miranda Priestly and Emily Blunt.
And then
Anne Hathaway and Emily Blunt.
Okay, well, I would want to do Anne and Emily Blunt. But
why are you touching
also, no
that?
One,
what's happening?
No one suggested that. It was just because Amanda watched Devil Wears Prada and I was like, to do it.
Oh my god, what if we did a fanfiction?
We should do
a
Harry Potter one for show.
Yeah.
Because I feel like your Harry Potter one was really fun.
Yeah, that would be a good one.
Oh my god, McGonagall and who's another female teacher?
Also Dumbledore and anyone, because Dumbledore is gay in the books.
Oh, true.
Yeah. Not Dumbledore and anyone, Dumbledore and a man.
We're all in a new space right now.
Yeah, we're in Amanda's new apartment.
Moon.
If it's a little echoey, it's because it's not filled up yet, but we're going to Queer Eye this place. Bobby from Queer Eye, if you're listening and you want just a side
and
project.
Also, let's say hi to Anne Hathaway while we're at it. And Mindy, thank you guys for making this our most downloaded episode.
Yeah, thanks, Anne and Mindy. We stan Anne.
And Mindy.
In Anne we stan.
In Anne we stan.
Speaking of stanning people, it's time for our bi-weekly shout-out from your favorite bi.
Bow, bow, bow. You're doing your own sound effects.
Bisexuals are very versatile.
Okay, so many of you guys might have noticed that popular website dateamanda.com has been taken and directs you right to Girlship TV.
Unlike Amanda, who is not yet taken, so please go to dateamanda.com.
Damn it.
And, okay, so this was a mystery for a little bit. We didn't know who actually bought the domain, and then we got an email from Girlship Patreon Zet, and they said that they bought the domain and kindly redirected it to Girlship and also gave Amanda the domain rights, which is just super nice. This community is the best. So shout out to Zet, and I hope I'm saying your name right. If I'm not, I'm sorry. You can tweet at me phonetically how you would like it to be said and I can fix it next week. But yeah, just a really cool thing. And they actually work as a web developer during their day job. I forget. They said it in the email and I'm sorry. I forget. But yeah, that's our fan of the week. Thanks.
Yeah, you're great. You, Zet. And if we're pronouncing it wrong, just please feel free to tweet at Kirsten.
Just tweet at me.
Don't
directly.
Tweet at us. Tweet at Kirsten. It's Kirsten _L whatever 20 something.
It's not that. It's Kirsten King _. Okay. Anyways, moving on. You guys have been sending us some real juicy fanfic about us. It makes me wildly, wildly uncomfortable.
Kirsten is the one who, when we get a submission, Amanda forwards it to us, and then Kirsten reads them and then tells us how uncomfortable she is.
I still haven't read any. Well, I wait. I wait to read them.
I can't do that. Patience is a virtue I lack. So when you send me it, I read it immediately. I mean, you guys might have also noticed that I respond to emails within 30 seconds of them being sent.
A great, great person to email.
Before we start our first segment, I just want to talk about underwear super quickly.
Classic. Classic Kirsten.
Wait, what? Okay, no. Okay, so Ashley and I just ordered products from Tomboy X, who is our sponsor for this episode.
Ooh.
Yeah. I got a racerback bra and underwear that looks just very comfortable and I'm super excited to try.
Show us.
And I got boy shorts with cat print on it in honor of James, so what more do I need to say?
And just the company itself seems really cool. Regardless of where you fall on the size or gender spectrum, Tomboy X offers amazing underwear that anybody can feel comfortable in.
That's like, a play on words.
Anybody.
Anybody can feel comfortable in. So if you guys want to try it, go to tomboyx.com/queerfiction and check out their special bundles and pack pricing, because Queer as Fiction listeners will get an extra 15% off.
What?
Yeah.
That's so much. Usually it's like 10% off.
I know. It's decent.
Okay, ooh. So you're our listeners, which is Queer as Fiction, but don't write as. Just write
Queer
Fiction.
Yeah, just Queer Fiction. So again, code Queer Fiction for an extra 15% off. Just, you know, lose whatever you're wearing for, maybe you don't have to do it right now, but.
No, do it right now.
Keep your underwear on if you're at work.
Yeah. So yeah, tomboyx.com/queerfiction. And the coupon code is Queer Fiction.
Okay, time for your favorite segment, Make Us Uncomfortable by Writing Fanfic About Us. So this one was submitted to us this week by Mackenzie. It's called Justice for Amanda.
So it's my turn to get uncomfortable because I wasn't really...
Amanda was not included last week. So she just, made me and Ashley suffer.
So this was beautifully written, but it's a little long for this segment. And so the beginning part of it is just that Amanda is jealous of the fanfic that we read last week where Kirsten and I had some close encounters of the third kind. And
aliens.
Aliens. And now Amanda wants in on it. And we've made
and
some
she
jokes.
Gets it.
And she gets it. So here we go.
I'm ready.
My palms are sweaty.
So this literally
These
starts
week,
with...
arms are heavy. Thawing up my sweater already.
Okay.
Mom's spaghetti.
Okay. I'm honestly quite devastated to have not made a bigger appearance in the story, Amanda says, but is cut off by Ashley yelling from the kitchen, visit dateamanda.com so Amanda can finally get the justice she deserves. Kirsten doubles
with
over.
Kirsten and Ashley? Never mind.
No interjecting, Amanda. You gotta, if you're listening, you just gotta get real uncomfortable. You're already red. I love it. Kirsten doubles over. Justice for Amanda, she manages to say through bursts of laughter. Normally, this is something that would have made Amanda chuckle, too. Tonight, however, it struck a nerve. For a confident girl, Amanda was feeling a little stuck in the shadow of Ashley and Kirsten.
That's
yes.
Like they think I'm confident.
Yes, they are both incredibly talented and beautiful women. But she
thank
was,
you so much.
Thank you so much. But she was just as talented. And not only that, she was dateable. She wanted them to recognize that she was a woman to be sought after. Kirsten notices... Oh, my God. I feel uncomfortable.
My hands are
sweating. I don't know what's happening.
Kirsten notices Amanda's downtrodden face and stops laughing immediately. Something shifts inside her, seeing Amanda so unlike her bubbly self. Are you all right? She asks and puts her hand on Amanda's thigh.
Oh.
Amanda is startled by Kirsten's gesture and is pulled out of her trance. Kirsten's hand stays and lingers there. She then begins lazily tracing the inside of Amanda's leg with her pointer finger. Wow, it's very awkward to read about your friends.
Yeah.
Yep. I don't think that I would let that
with
happen.
With her pointer finger.
Well, yeah. I mean, she'd probably be like,
this is not, we would like to clarify, this is not real.
This is fan fiction.
Whoa, Amanda thinks to herself. Okay, did Kirsten read my mind? And did I maybe misread the tension between Kirsten and Ashley? She looks up at Kirsten's face and the eyes looking back at her dart away. Amanda could have sworn she saw a flicker of something other than compassion in them. I wonder if that was too bold, Kirsten thinks. Oh man, I kind of want to do my impressions of you guys.
Do it.
None of us can look at the phone.
I wonder if that was too bold. Kirsten thinks, nah, according to our viewers, I'm the swaggiest zaddy. I could probably benefit from being a little bolder. And, well, Amanda could probably benefit from receiving the actual justice she deserves.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Justice through sex.
Yeah, Kirsten continues tracing Amanda's thigh with her fingers, slowly making her way higher. Oh my God.
Wow.
Kirsten's heart races and Amanda's cheek turn bright red, much like what is happening currently.
Yep. I mean, not the tracing. Just the face turning bright one.
Why did we start this podcast?
I don't know why we have started this segment, here we are.
Kirsten's heart races and Amanda's cheek turned bright red. The moment is ruined as Ashley, hell yeah, saunters back in from the kitchen and Kirsten quickly retracts her hand. Mm. Ashley is swinging around a 1-liter bottle of Smart Water from Amanda's fridge by the lid.
Good call.
Whoa. When
we
I
should be sponsored by Smart Water.
Yeah. If you guys are tired of Jennifer Aniston and you want a bigger, better, gayer audience, come to us.
Yeah.
Also Aveeno if you're tired of Jennifer Aniston. Whoa, when I said this water would make a good fan fiction prompt, Ashley trails off, eyes darting from Kirsten's hand now in her own lap and up to her blushing face. I could have sworn I felt something hanging between Kirsten and I, Ashley thought. Maybe I was just imagining. Oh, now I'm jealous.
Everybody
I'm like, wait,
wants,
what's
everybody
going on?
Everybody wants Kirsten.
She said with true full confidence. That was
that's not part of the script.
No, I'm just kidding. Everybody wants Amanda in this story.
Ashley sits down beside them and opens the Smart Water sponsored. She has use our offer code uncomfortable. She has a sip and places it down in front of her so she can shift positions and make herself more comfortable. As she does, she bumps the bottle and tips it over into Amanda. Ashley, you know I hate when things are soiled.
I apologize, Mackenzie, for that word.
Uh-huh. Amanda says, startled. She jumps up and walks to her room to find another set of clothes. Wow, a little bit of water and you change all your clothes?
I mean, to be fair, I do hate when clothes are wet.
Mm-hmm. You do hate when things are soiled.
The door slams panty stain. Hashtag. The door slams behind her. This leaves Ashley and Kirsten alone. Whoa, what was that about? Ashley asks. Oh, it's our first fight. Shifting closer to Kirsten. Actually, the inhaler is our first fight.
Oh my God.
The air between the two of them was buzzing. Ashley thinks back to the story and how bold she was in it when she tried Kirsten's infamous hookup move. It was only just the two of them watching Netflix together. She had enough liquid courage and was buzzed from the fanfic to act on her impulse. She could maybe settle her theory once and for all if Kirsten was on the same wavelength as she was. Too bad this was not the time to try it out. So this is a universe that is like, the fan fictions are real, but this is there's a lot of layers.
Yeah, there's layers.
Hard to tell what's real. I couldn't tell you, but I'm going to go check on her, Kirsten says, squeezing Ashley's hand and breaking up the tension. She gets up and walks to Amanda's room, feeling Ashley's eyes on her the whole way over. She loved playing hard to get with Ashley. She knew it drew over crazy.
Damn, Kirsten.
Also, everybody wants Kirsten.
Everybody thinks I'm so much cooler than I am on this podcast.
Everyone's just walking Kirsten walk away. She felt the mood between them and wanted to drag out the anticipation for as long as she could. Distracted by thoughts of Ashley, Kirsten barges into Amanda's room without regard. In front of her, Amanda stands topless.
Oh. Yeah, this is when it gets
okay, this is not build up to a kiss.
No.
Oh, yep, there you are, Kirsten barely manages to get out.
Kirsten, get out of here.
Basically, you said you could have knocked, Amanda says, moving her hands to cover her chest. Kirsten could not look away from Amanda. She's covered in bottled water from Ashley's accident.
It's just like...
And she is glistening as the droplets trace her skin in the way Kirsten wished to. Kirsten blushes.
Descriptive
and
writing.
You're like basically an Herbal Essences commercial.
Yeah, naked Herbal Essence
out. And her
right
darting
now.
Eyes continue to look back at Amanda, unable to take all the beauty before her. Kirsten wondered if there was a way... both Ashley and Amanda. Wow, Kirsten, you're very greedy. I thought we had something in our last fan fiction, and now you're just sees Amanda naked once. Can I help you? Amanda says, raising an eyebrow at Kirsten's gaping mouth. Without thinking, Kirsten closes the distance between them and places her mouth on Amanda's. Something about how vulnerable Amanda is right now and has been for the whole evening up the attraction Kirsten felt for her. Amanda kissed her back. Whoa, wait, what about Amanda's cutoff? Ashley's standing in the doorway, watching the scene play out. Me, she finishes Amanda's sentence for her. Yes, Amanda answers her own question. Ashley surprises herself with her boldness. Normally, if she were to stumble across a similar situation, she would back away slowly and leave. She slides her own top off effortlessly. Kirsten smirks as her thoughts quickly become a reality, and she moves towards Ashley and grabs her hand. So are we just topless?
Yeah, I'm just like,
not even braless.
I'm like wearing my whole
all your clothes.
Yeah. Just with my naked
sweater
around me.
Ashley smiles, thinking of the way she was anxiously portrayed in the fan fiction they read today. Not this time, she thinks. Well, if it's okay with you both, you know, because consent is sexy, could we turn on some Netflix? I have a move I've been dying to try. Ashley winks at Kirsten and turns. I thought I already did this move.
How would you do that on two people?
You know, I have long legs. You have to do the splits. Ashley winks at Kirsten and turns to close the door to Amanda's room, and they fuck. You're welcome. The end. You know what? We were earlier going to film this whole episode or record it on Amanda's bed, and I'm very glad we did not do that.
I'm I'm happy for that. Shout out to Mackenzie for writing that. You have thoroughly made us all uncomfortable, which I really think is the point of this segment.
I feel like I can't look at either of you.
Yeah, Amanda's staring at the table.
I was going to ask for some water.
I never want to see a smart water bottle near Amanda again. It's just going to be...
I feel like I'm going to start mailing me smart water.
Oh my God.
Now I don't understand what's going on in this fanfiction world, because all of the fanfictions now proceed as if the last fanfiction was real.
Oh God, is somebody going to write a continuation?
Oh my God, that's interesting.
We're getting further and further into this strange dimension.
Wow, yeah, we should keep building on the past fan fiction. And also, in all the fan fiction, I just want to fuck everyone at all times.
Okay, bisexual.
Okay. Wow, stereotypes. Stereotypes.
Just kidding.
If they're stereotyping that about me, it's just because...
Because we want to fuck Kirsten.
Because it's so swaggy.
Step Zaddy swaggy.
Oh, God. Step swaggy.
Oh, we should get sweatpant merch with Step Swaggy on it.
Yeah.
Step Swaggy. Can we mail it to Hayley Kiyoko?
Oh my God.
What else do we do on this podcast?
Now it's time. Our turn.
Now it's just less uncomfortable.
Now we can't look at each other.
Are we doing Devil Wears Prada?
No.
I'm honestly less uncomfortable because it was about the three of us. It's more uncomfortable.
I think it's better when it's three of us. Honestly.
Who tweeted the thing?
Can we move on to the next segment?
Hello everyone, it's Gal.
Oh my God.
I'm going to read the fanfiction suggestions as Gal.
I'm going to read them as myself. So we got a lot of great ones this week. Per usual, we're just going to read a couple and then we'll pick. Amanda suggested, not the Amanda in front of me, the Amanda online, suggested Gal Gadot and Kate McKinnon after SNL, just because I want to hear Ashley read as Gal.
Issa says, I dropped the Gal. Issa says, Elsa and any other Disney princess. That's a good one.
Alexis says, Janelle Monáe and Tessa Thompson. Kristen Stewart and Amanda Seyfried at an awards after show party. Mila Kunis and Kate McKinnon during the filming of their new movie, The Spy Who Dumped Me. So a lot of good ones from Alexis.
Darian said, Kim Possible and She-Go in Outer Space. Hell yeah, Kim Possible.
Robin said, Halsey and Lauren. How do you say her last name?
Horaghi.
Halsey and Lauren on the set of their new music video for Strangers.
Friendly Neighborhood said, Camila and Lauren, both home in Miami for a couple months, crash into each other at the mall. Both are feeling overwhelmed, but Lauren can't get past Camila leaving Fifth Harmony. Man, this is like...
Oh my God.
I love all these fanfics. I want to do Cameron at some point. I just don't know if I'm ready emotionally for it yet.
And then they fuck in the bathroom of the mall.
Kaylee said Amy Adams and Nicole Kidman as cowgirls on rival ranches, which is such a fun image.
Heidi says Ben Wyatt and Chris Traeger in Ron Swanson's office.
Oh my God, I love that.
Ben and Chris, that's funny.
That's really funny.
Golden Ship TV says Kadena, bold type in Hogwarts, please. You watch Bold Type, right?
I do. Yeah. Stay tuned for a possible Drunk Lesbians watch about that.
Ooh. Wait, what was the one from Great British Bake Off that someone said?
Mel and Sue from Great British Bake Off.
Which is so funny to me. The hosts of Great British Bake Off, the most therapeutic show on television. I know we did Janelle and Tessa as our dream casting in Tomato Bondage, but I kind of want to write something for them.
I think you should. Mm-hmm. I think you should follow your dreams because...
If we're going to do dream ships, then maybe I'll do a Cameron one this week.
Okay.
Maybe this episode is dream ships. Are you going to do Becklo then? You love Becklo.
Is that my dream ship?
What a hard question.
What is your dream ship?
I also do like that we're getting more male suggestions. So part of me is like, should I do...
Maybe we'll do an all male episode next week.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do a episode next week.
What's my dream ship? I've been caught off guard. Who's somebody who I want to see?
Jessica Chastain.
With me?
Someone suggested Jessica Chastain and Scrabble. I don't know what.
Playing Scrabble with herself?
No, that's because last week, remember...
Oh, you left to go play Scrabble with her?
Jessica
Oh, my God.
Who is your dream ship? It's not Becklo. I thought you loved Becklo.
I do love Becklo. And I feel like we didn't get justice for them.
And you love justice this week.
Amanda's all about justice.
Oh, my God.
All right. Do we have who we choose?
Yeah, where are we doing? We have our pairings, but where are they going to be? Mine was Lauren and Camila meet in Miami again, which I think is good. Where is yours going to be?
Tessa and Janelle will be...
Oh, where do I want to see them?
I don't know. Should I do backstage at Janelle's concert?
No, you know what you should do after, like, after the Grammys? Did you see that video of them where they're, like, Janelle's super drunk and they're on Instagram live and they're being super touchy with each other at some friend's house? Oh, we're going to watch it. It's amazing.
Yeah. You'll need the inspiration.
Okay.
For me,
I still don't know where to put them, but okay.
Are you doing Becklow or are you doing
Anna Kendrick and Brittany Snow? Yeah. That's what I'm trying to figure out too. I feel like I should just do
Apparently Anna someone said Anna Kendrick and Brittany Snow have regular wine nights together. So I feel like that is a
And I know that Anna Kendrick doesn't leave her house that often.
Yeah, you should do that.
A wine night. They're watching Game of Thrones. Wow, I know a lot about Anna Kendrick.
Okay, I'm gonna do Janelle and Tessa after they're addressing the rumors that they're dating.
Okay.
And I'm doing Camila and Lauren in Miami running into each other after Camila's left Fifth Harmony.
Cool. Cool. Here we go. We're going to do a
quick 15.
A tight 15.
That's what we always say, but what you guys really don't know is it's like 45 minutes.
No, it's usually it's been like 20.
Okay, 20 moms. Minutes. Goodbye.
Okay, bye.
All right, and we're back.
And we're back.
There it is.
Woo. You guys are right. It was only like 20 something minutes.
Yeah.
We're all pretty into our pairings this week. Dream pairing week.
Dream ships.
We were all very engrossed. Mine actually took a little twist as I was writing it, but I hope you guys will go with me on the journey.
I was really hoping you'd use that wording. Follow me on this journey.
Okay, I can go first. So the prompt was Janelle and Tessa, and this is called Rumors. Tessa turned over in bed and checked her phone. 147 new Twitter notifications. Sigh. Leave it to the press to hit the ground running after her first public interview about being bi. Tessa was happy to talk about her sexuality if it helped make other women feel safe doing the same, but where in the interview had she confirmed she was in a relationship? And where had she confirmed she was in a relationship with Janelle? She texted Janelle to check in. Have you seen this? She said, linking to an article and hitting send. Janelle texted back immediately. Yeah, babe, maybe we should give them something to actually write about, Janelle said, followed by a bunch of winking emojis. This is what Tessa loved about Janelle, her unique ability to stay positive and make light of whatever situation the world threw at her. Tessa admired that about her. She still hadn't gotten quite used to the fame, to having her name in headlines every other day. Tessa sent a picture of herself doing a kissy face and sent it back to Janelle. She put her phone back on her nightstand and flopped back into bed. She sighed. The truth was, Tessa did have a relationship she was excited about.
This is great. I love where it's going.
Yeah. The truth was, Tessa did have a relationship she was excited about, but it wasn't with Janelle. Tessa heard the shower faucet turn off in her bathroom. The door...
Wait, I know who's in the house!
The door opened slowly, steam rolling out into her room. I heard you're cheating on me, a voice said playfully, emerging from the steam. It was Zoe Kravitz.
Holy shit! Wow.
The beautiful, open, warm soul Tessa had secretly been seeing for the last few months now. Oh, please, you know those are just rumors, right? Tessa said earnestly. Yeah, I'm just messing with you, Zoe said. Plus, if Perez Hilton was right about everything, I'd apparently be fucking both Nicole Kidman and Reese Witherspoon right now, she laughed. Zoe crawled into bed with Tessa, her skin still warm from the shower water. But seriously, does it ever bother you, Tessa said. Sometimes, but I try to remember that this, she motioned to the bed around them, is for us, and whatever other bullshit they want to run with is for them, she smiled. And this isn't so bad, you know, she said, leaning over to kiss Tessa. Because the truth was, Tessa and Janelle were just friends, collaborators, and sometimes muses for each other. But that didn't mean that Tessa wasn't excited about someone. Zoe and Tessa had known each other for some time, but it wasn't until a night together at an Oscars after party that they bonded, really bonded. Tessa was at the kitchen service exit, escaping from the Hollywood chaos when Zoe stepped out to have a cigarette. They ended up staying out there for hours, talking about their dreams and fears, roles they wanted to play, and roles they hoped to someday write themselves. They just clicked.
Super lesbian of them. Yeah, hey, what are your dreams and where do you feel Hollywood is marginalizing you?
Eventually, Tessa looked down at her watch. Shit, it was already 2 a.m. I should go, she said hastily, realizing she had to be on set the next day. You gonna turn into a pumpkin or something? Zoe teased. Tessa laughed and turned to leave. Hey, wait one sec, Zoe said, flicking her cigarette onto the ground and walking towards Tessa. I'd be mad at myself if I didn't do this first, she said, grabbing Tessa's waist and kissing her. The rest, as they say, is history.
Oh my god, that was so good! I loved it. Wait.
How many Totinos?
Oh, 5, 6 out of 5 Totinos.
Oh my god, thank you. Are you playing Rumors?
No, I'm about to play, not Rumors. I want to play... What is it? How... What is the song that's like, y'all making my dreams come true?
Oh, I don't know.
I can't sing. can't remember.
It's in the...
It's in 500 Days of Summer.
That's how I feel about this whole episode, I think. We're making your own dreams come true. That was great. So were you writing it and you're like, actually, I'm not into Janelle.
As I was writing it, I was like, I don't know. I really do just think they're just friends. And though they would be such a dreamboat pair, Janelle and Tessa, I feel like they have different energies to me. So I just rolled with someone who I feel like Tessa would date, which is Zoe Kravitz in my
mind. Yeah, I can see that. I feel like Zoe Kravitz is nicely chill for... Mm-hmm. Janelle is also like a very, very creative, like artist person.
She's like a genius.
Like, yeah, is like pretty tumultuous.
She's like a non-problematic Kanye.
Yeah, but a lot of times those people need to like be by themselves, or they can only not really engage in that.
Yeah. So many Totinos, Amanda, you haven't given me a rating yet.
I would agree 5 out of 5. Well, she said 6 out of 5. I say 5 out of 5.
Thanks.
Hey.
Dreams coming true. Who wants to go next? Do you want to go?
I'll go.
Okay.
Okay. Cool.
So this is called, Anna Kendrick and Brittany Snow. I don't have a title for this.
There's so many words on your page. Wow. We really all got super into it.
Mine's kind of long.
That's okay. Mine's long too.
Okay. Are you sure you don't want to stay? The show hasn't even started yet. Anna Kendrick pleaded with her friend Todd. I assume she has a friend Todd.
I was like, wait, does she call Brittany Snow Todd IRL?
No, I have to get home to feed Kate Blanchett, Todd said with a photo.
Yes, Kate made it in.
Oh my god, Kate made it into the podcast.
I love Amanda's. Yes. They're so self-aware.
Kate Blanchett, which, by the way, is what I want to name my dog.
That's great. You have to.
Male or female?
Yeah.
You have to.
Todd said with a faux disappointed look on his face as Todd walked out the door, Anna shouted after him, "Your cat's a bitch anyway." She shut the door and downed the last glass of wine. Usually people love her wine in Game of Thrones nights. But what started as a party of five has turned into a party of two. Ha, party of five, what a good show. Anna chuckled as she walked into the living room. "Just us, huh, Kendrick?" Brittany smiled, pouring another glass of wine. "Yeah, Todd's an asshole." Brittany frowned a little. "Not that I don't love your company. Of course I do. It's just Todd's the one who I watch Game of Thrones with." "We can watch something else," Brittany said with her classic bubbly smile.
Who the fuck is Todd?
Who isn't Todd? I'm picturing him as Tan.
Or we could play a game. "Sure, I'm drunk enough to get super competitive. Let's see what we got." Anna and Brittany approached the drawer with all of Anna's board games, because I assume Anna has
a drawer
full of board games.
I could see that.
She couldn't figure out why she was so nervous to be so close to Brittany. She had known her for years. She even saw her mostly naked, save for some modesty patches over Brittany's lady bits. Writer's note, from this point forth, I will refer to Brittany Snow as Snow because I know a Brittany. So why was Anna all of a sudden so nervous to be with Snow, alone? "That dream," Anna shouted with no context. When she realized what had happened, she looked over at a perplexed Snow. "It's a board game that I lost. Super good one. Much like Don't Wake Daddy. Do you remember that? The father was kind of abusive in that game." Do you guys remember that game? Because it did seem really... Don't Wake Daddy?
I think so,
Because it was like he was sleeping.
So
he
had to like sneak to the fridge to get a snack.
Oh my god, that's fucked up.
Yeah, right?
Damn. It
was weird.
Childhood is traumatizing.
It really is.
Anyway, continue.
Snow chuckled out of courtesy, but that dream wasn't a board game at all. It was a real dream. A sexy dream. Anna then remembered it was a night on a beach in Mexico. Snow kissed her in the sand under the moonlight as she said, "I've loved you for as long as I've known you," in perfect Spanish, which is crazy because Anna doesn't know how to speak any Spanish. "Oh, Scrabble," Snow shrieked, startling Anna out of her memory. "Who doesn't love a challenging word game, right?" "Sounds great," Anna said, relieved. There's no way she could be feel uncomfortable now. Scrabble is the least sexy game she could think of. I mean, at least it wasn't Twister, right? The two sat down to play the game, dealt the 7 tiles to each player, and it was Snow who drew the tile closest to A, so she was the one to go first.
That's how it starts?
Yeah, that's how it
just covered the Scrabble rules first.
Amanda needs everyone to know.
Nope, did. "Lick, 14 points. Wow," Anna thought. Right off the bat, Snow made it sexy.
Oh my god.
She always found a way. "Dork," Anna spelled. "Lust," Snow put down quickly. Okay, how did she do that? 2 words in a row, this can't be a coincidence. Was Snow feeling something too? Anna decided to see if she could play into it. But did she have the letters? "Dance," Anna spelled out. "Not so sexy, but hey, dance can be sexy. I mean, hello, did you see my performance on Lip Sync Battle to J-Lo's booty? It can be sexy," Anna thought. By the way, did you guys see that?
No, is it great?
We'll watch it later. "C-I-S-S," Snow put down. "That's not a word, Snow. Well, unless you were going for cisgender or something." "No, it's kiss. I just didn't have a K." "That's not how the game works. You have to use the letters." And before Anna could finish explaining the rules, Snow leaned over to kiss Anna. It was a deep, passionate kiss, one that people had been waiting for years. And by people, I mean Anna and Brittany Snow. Anna pushed Snow away for a second. She looked down at the board. The letters had been pushed about. The game, Anna squeaked out. Don't worry about it, Snow said, pushing the board game aside and kissing Anna deeply as they fell onto the floor. And then they fucked. You're welcome.
Yeah. Wow. My favorite part of that is how thoroughly you explain the Scrabble rules. I give that 5 Totinos.
That was so good. I give it 6 out of 5 Totinos. Also, though, I was in a Soul Cycle class with Brittany Stone, like, less than 24 hours ago, and so I feel weird about it.
Yeah.
Now I feel like that's where she came from. She was probably working it off in Soul Cycle. She was like, I can't believe I kissed Anna Kendrick.
Oh my god, I wonder if they have kissed.
I like that. Well, actually, I guess Brittany Snow would be the more aggressive one, because I feel like Anna Kendrick always plays the, like,
awkward, bumbling
girl.
Yeah.
I realized... And I was like, it was a dream, a sexy dream. And I was like, am I driving home the point dream again?
And I came back. How did it feel
writing it? You're a dreamer. They're in the cigar lounge. There are cigars.
There are cigars in the lounge.
It came super easy.
That's what she said. You said it. You
I
heard
didn't say
it here
she
first.
Came super easy.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
That was great.
That was wonderful. Yeah. Okay, mine is so serious.
I don't know how you made Scrabble sexy. That's truly an accomplishment, which is, I just like to explain my Totino rating, which making Scrabble sexy, I think, is not an easy feat in doing, like, a board game setting for a fanfic.
So what'd you give her?
5 out of 5.
Oh, so you're explaining why you thought it was good?
Yeah, I just like to reiterate.
Oh, well, I gave you a 6 out of 5.
Okay, so I'm not sorry, I guess I'm the Simon Cowell of this Totino rating.
I'm pretty sure any board game can be sexy.
Oh, that should be next week, board game night.
Did you say Don't Wake
Don't
Daddy?
Don't Wake Daddy can never be sexy.
Unless it's
Don't Wake Daddy.
Oh my god, can we make that game?
Yeah, hello Hasbro, do you want to sponsor us?
Don't Wake Zaddy.
Don't Wake Zaddy.
Don't Wake Zaddy, oh my god.
Zaddy's been hungover, so please don't wake Zaddy.
Oh my god, that's so good. Hashtag Don't Wake Zaddy.
Oh,
all right,
man.
Ash, let's hear yours.
Okay, mine is called The Marigold, a Cameron story. Okay, mommy, volveré pronto, Camila called to her mom as she walked into the familiar Miami heat. She had just finished touring with Taylor Swift and Charlie XCX, and though she had the time of her life, she was happy to be home and not living on a tour bus. A movie sounded perfect to her, and she knew the perfect one. Before X Factor launched her into fame and changed her life forever, she would often come to the Marigold for a moment of solace. It was a rundown theater built in the 1920s with just one screen, and after all these years, it still hadn't been repaired, often leaving it with only one or two patrons watching old movies together. The perfect place for a famous Camila. As she pulled up to the theater dressed easily in jean shorts, an old band tee, and a tattered baseball cap, she gasped as she saw the marquee, 10 Things I Hate About You, her absolute favorite. She purchased her ticket, her popcorn, and snacks, and settled into the seat, only to find there was one other person in the theater, and she was sitting in her seat. Excuse me, miss, I hate to be rude, but you're kind of sitting in my seat, finished the mysterious woman as she turned around. Hi, Camila, she barely whispered. I didn't think you'd still come here. Hi, Lauren, Camila gasped, trying to get a hold of herself. Of course I do. How could I forget it? Act break.
Wow, this is great.
Act break.
I'm really, the picture is so painted for me, this theater.
The Marigold. Camila cautiously sat down by Lauren, unsure what to do with her hands, her face, or frankly, her whole body. Suddenly, she felt like she was underwater. True, her and Lauren had been there many times before. In fact, they had shared their first kiss here. But never in a million years did she think Lauren would come back to the Marigold after Camila left the band. How long are you in town for, Cam? Lauren asked, breaking the silence. I'm sure the tour was exhausting, Lauren said, her voice breaking. I was about to say the same to you, Camila replied, finally meeting Lauren's eyes. Lauren had just finished her summer touring with Halsey and apparently getting very close, as Camila couldn't help but notice on social media. How's Ash? Camila asked, with a little more jealousy in her voice than she wanted of Halsey, whose real name is Ashley. Fun fact.
Wow, I didn't.
It's an anagram. Halsey. Ashley. Oh, so you guys can call me Halsey now. She's good. How's Taylor? Lauren retorted. Was that jealousy Camila was detecting? Could it be, after all this time, there were still feelings between them? It was a classic moment in a fanfic. I can leave, Camila said to Lauren, quickly getting up. The last thing she wanted to do was hurt Lauren again. No, don't, Lauren said, grabbing for her hand. Please, her voice dropped as her hand traced Camila's. I miss you, mi amor. Camila stopped.
Oh my God.
Yeah, Camila stopped. Lauren hadn't called her that in over a year, not since the breakup. I didn't want to go, you know. Camila said, grabbing her hand and sitting back down. I just couldn't take being near you and not being allowed to be with you. God, Lauren, I missed you so much, Camila said, finally breaking down. No one understands me like you. We don't have to be apart anymore. Fuck it, Lauren said. I'm out, I'm bi, and the world didn't end. You can do the same. But I, Camila started, but Lauren couldn't take it anymore. She took Camila's face in her hand and kissed her with a passion she'd been holding in for a year. No, mi amor, it's just you and me, and I'm not letting you leave me again. Camila looked at Lauren, the fear washing out of her eyes, and to Lauren's surprise, she took out her phone. What are you doing? Lauren asked. Nothing, Camila said. Smile, Lauren, she said, grabbing Lauren's face and kissing her cheek with a smile so big it hurt. Before Lauren knew what was going on, Camila had already posted the picture on Instagram with the caption, "It was all real. It was always real." With that, the credits started, and the two sat in silence in their favorite movie theater, hand in hand, happy to be next to each other.
I just got chills.
I can tell. You, like, contracted into yourself.
I got chills.
That's the end.
Oh, my God. Six Totinos. Yeah. Six Totinos. The ending was really... Wow. I have chills. I didn't know I even wanted that to happen.
Yeah.
Like, I don't really care. I mean, sorry, I don't really care about either, but now I do.
Yeah. And did you like it more than the Taylor Swift and Camila?
Yeah, I definitely was way more on board with this.
Listen, it would be...
Havana played.
The what?
And then
Havana played, exactly. I think that was probably part of the, like...
The movie theater.
Yeah.
How many Totinos from you, Amanda?
5 out of 5.
Oh, thank you.
So wow. all of us got the same exact
score. The same score, 11 out of 10. Yeah. I was going to say 11 out of 5. We all got 11 out of 10 Totinos.
Wow.
I guess we were writing about stuff that we really cared about.
We're all amazing writers. This is just us stroking our own ego.
But I actually think that we're going to end up writing weird stuff. All we do now on this podcast is write our own fanfics. So if you guys want us to publish a book of all of this, let us know.
And let some publishers know.
And Smartwater and whoever else.
And
that was fun.
Specifically, question of the week.
Specifically Mindy and Anne.
Yeah. Hey, hey, girls. Mindy and Anne, we know you guys are obviously still super tuned in.
Mindy is crying somewhere. She really loves Cameron, is what people don't know about her. Anne is more of a Becklow fan.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Wow.
What's the question of this week?
What about the... There's a funny moment in every fanfic that is like, was that what I thought it was? Did I have feelings for them? We should talk about moments like that where you've either been right or been wrong about that. Like, IRL.
All of my moments will have been wrong.
I'm trying to think.
Or just like what goes through your brain in the moment where you're like, was that a something? You know, in all the fanfics, it's like, did she just look at me in a way? What is the question that I'm asking? Should we just talk about that moment?
Like, the will they, won't they moment?
In your own head.
In your own head.
When something happens.
And you're trying to gauge if they're into it or not.
You know what? I feel like, okay, there's a lot of different things. Before, when we were younger, it just used to be like, someone being mean to you or someone being, you know, when you're on like in elementary school and you're on the playground and someone's like mean to you, you're like, do they like me? Now I feel like social media is the most confusing thing of what did that mean?
Oh, yeah.
Because I was talking about that with you guys today.
Oh, yeah. We were like, talking about
analyzing, like, okay, if this person's at the top of my Insta story views every
time.
Does
it mean that they're watching you or you're watching them?
I think it means you're watching them, but you think now that it means they're
because
watching
you. Because I have a lot of my lovely
fans
show up
at
my top
right now.
Like, I have you guys show up at the top of mind, but we do, I know that one of
we mutually watch each other.
Well, yeah, I know that one of the things that does factor into it is interactions, and since I interact with you guys in comments a lot, like, that makes sense, you show up at the top. But sometimes I have fans and people who I've never really gone to their profile show up at the top, which makes me go, oh, maybe it's...
I have people I don't really interact with come up to the top, too.
Oh, interesting.
I
think
never
some
look
of them
at this
are,
person.
Oh, yeah.
Literally never.
But some of them are, like, recent follows, I think.
But some of mine aren't. Like, some of mine are people
who... Let me see
who's
on mine.
I think it's a confusing... Like, social media adds this whole other element. When I was single, a big flirting move for me would be, like, faving people's tweets and responding.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And now there's just so many things. It's like, you can like someone's Instagram if someone's watching your story.
If it's someone at work.
I still have exes that, like, watch every single one of my stories.
Well, if you work with someone, it's like if someone starts chatting you separately or something, like on Slack or on G-chat.
And then once it goes to DM, then it's on.
Yeah.
It goes down in the DM.
Then it's on.
Well, because I think I said, I don't know if I've said this on the podcast, but I know I've said to you guys, like, you can tell when I have a crush because I'm posting way more on social media.
Because you're writing for
because
them.
Because I'm writing appear, for
yeah,
them.
Yeah, that's like when you dress for your crush, too. You go somewhere and you're like, do I look nice?
100%.
Yeah. I always buy new clothes.
Yeah, I used to go to work just completely dressed up in the off chance of seeing my crush.
Yeah.
What's another, okay, so social media moments, if someone like tweets something at you, if,
or also if you think they're subtweeting them, then that's a whole other game. You have to read every single one of their tweets and be like,
oh, to see if they're subtweeting about you,
I
about
mean,
having
I
a
still
crush.
Check my girlfriend's tweets to see if I'm in trouble. I do.
That's hilarious.
That's so funny.
What's another, I get, subtweets is a good one. Instagram. Have we gone over all the things?
Insta story. I mean, Facebook.
Facebook, no.
And there's also just drunk texting. If anyone ever texts you when they're drunk.
No, you know what is, like, the low-key shadiest is drunk Insta storying. Like
when people send you
drunk Insta stories. It's kind of like
oh, you mean like send you actually private videos and stuff?
Yeah, like send you private videos and pictures.
Oh.
Like, I think that is like what Snapchat used to be, where there's like less of a paper trail.
Yeah, true.
That to me is the new Snapchat DM.
Yeah, if someone Insta stories you, I could see that. Moments, but it's also great because you can see when someone's seen something.
Right.
So you can tell. I feel like that's a way to get superpowers in a do they like me thing where you're like, oh, but they've seen it, what does it mean?
Right.
Oh god, yeah.
Amanda, where are you currently? We don't know as much about. Amanda told me today that on Tinder you can talk to people with gifts, which I feel like I would have had 12 girlfriends before
god.
This. I'm so good at gift flirting.
Yeah. Yeah, I've used that.
I'm just laughing at imagining you sending 500 gifts to someone and you being like, I'm so good at gift.
Everyone's like, wow, this is very aggressive. This is a lot of... I'm like, this is my other favorite one.
I feel like when I was on Tinder, there were gifts or they had like just incorporated gifts.
Yeah.
I didn't get any of that action.
Yeah.
Are you using them well?
I use them as icebreakers. This is why I'm single. I use them as icebreakers. So
Datamanda.com.
So I'll use like, I've used like, there's a bear waving hello, like
cute.
An actual bear. And then one that I'm putting into the short, which is how this conversation came up. Sometimes I'll send the whale hello there and it's the whale.
Oh, I love a good pun.
I used to also use do an icebreaker, and everybody encouraged me not to do this.
What
but
is
I
your
would,
icebreaker?
Oh, God.
I'm pretty sure you guys were like, stop sending this.
What is your icebreaker?
It's a pickup line.
Oh,
it's,
my God.
If you were a vegetable, you'd be a cucumber.
Oh, man, I really do love puns. I should be more mad at them.
Here's next week's fan fiction that someone's going to write about us. It's just Carson and Amanda exchanging puns at each other, and then they get closer and closer until they kiss.
Oh, my God. Okay. I'll write it.
You'll write it.
I'm trying to think of other moments with people that I'm like, was that a thing? Honestly, before in college and stuff, it was just eye contact. Like, I feel like that's still the biggest one. If someone gives you lingering eye contact and you're like... Why are you looking like that?
Yeah,
if you ever catch anyone looking at you and they're smiling at you, that's like...
And that's what I...
But also you like readjust your whole fucking schedule and life to see that person. Like,
yeah,
100%. When I had a crush on someone in college, I would know when they went to the dining hall. Mm-hmm. I would know when they passed the card. I would be going to the dining hall in like a fucking full face trying to see them. Yeah. Pre and post social media, it's a minefield. But like pre social media, it was a lot of... glances, rearranging schedules, hoping for the chance run-ins.
I think for me, because I wasn't out, and a lot of the people that I'm positive are bisexual now, who some of them still aren't out because I went to really Christian school, was like, anytime someone would get a little jealous, like one of my friends, of someone else, that was when I was like, oh, I think they like me because they seem to be jealous of this other person in a way that is disproportionate to just like, if you're actually just friends with someone, you don't care who they're hanging out with. But if you like someone, like I would always have like a best girlfriend, but then every once in a while I'd have another one and that they would always get jealous of each other and I loved it.
It's rough. Yeah, so there... What did we start off this question with? Oh, so the
like, what are the
moments,
little moments that...
The little moments that... Make
that you're like, was that just a...
Yeah.
So what do you think your biggest ones are? As a current single person, datamanda.com, what do you think your biggest ones... Like, maybe which ones are the most annoying or the most confusing?
Yeah.
Your top three.
The looks one is what gets me. Is when mm-hmm. so, when you catch someone looking at you and you're just like, wait.
I was just staring.
Kristen's just staring at Amanda being like, cucumber.
I see. That one, I feel that when you're out, like when I'm like out at a bar and you kind of like keep clocking each other.
Mm. Yeah.
Like that, I notice. I guess among people I know, I don't really notice the prolonged glances as much.
You mean when you're friends with someone already?
Yeah, I guess. I had so many crushes in high school and college that they immediately had crushes on my friends before me.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh,
that God, was like, same. It would be like, hello, darkness, my old friend, like playing over me while I was like watching them talk.
Oh, that is the story of my life. I want to make a shirt for our merch that says, don't have hot friends. It blows.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Oh, yeah, that's real. Just trying to be near them and trying to, like, oh, God, crushes suck. My
it's
goodness.
Hard. Although you're telling me, you two motherfuckers in a relationship.
I feel like what you were saying, though, about, like,
not with each other.
We, Kristen and I, are not dating.
We are not dating.
Not with each other. Separate relationships.
I do think at BuzzFeed, though, we used to have this, like, open in our old office at DeLongpre. It was, like, everyone could see each other. And, like, if you had a crush, it was so fun, but so terrifying low key always be like, we all could see and look at each other, but you could also just like, there were too many spots to creep on.
I know, and you could just like feel them walking across the room.
Oh, that just reminded me of one of the crushes I had at BuzzFeed where she sat like diagonal from me so I could look over.
That is the ideal situation of a crush. They're on your diagonal. It's so easy to just look like, over, stretch your head, and just watch them.
I get too, I don't like how my face looks when I get engrossed in work, so I don't need someone to be in my diagonal.
What does your face look like when you're...
I just have resting mean face.
Oh.
When I work.
Do it now.
I can't do it now because I'm not engrossed in my work.
We should get, next time we're going to watch her when she writes her fan fiction. Kristen turned away from me. She was like, don't look at me. I don't want you to read my fan fiction.
Crushes suck. I wish that I was in a relationship.
DateAmanda.com. Yeah.
We need to like really route that to something.
Yeah, can we get a Squarespace?
Oh, Zet did ask us for some headshots of you on
Twitter.
Hell yes.
We should do a whole photo shoot.
Don't have headshots.
No, we should do a whole photo shoot.
Yeah, we just gotta take candids of Amanda laughing and stuff. That's the best.
Oh my God, you guys are gonna be creeping on me taking pictures of me.
You're gonna be like, are they in love with me? You're taking random pictures
of me. My phone is just like pictures on pictures of Amanda.
Brittany's like, what is this?
What are you doing?
Do you love Amanda? Tell me right now. Do you love Amanda.com?
Oh my God.
If you go to dateamanda.com, it's just a link that says, do you love Amanda.com? And then you keep clicking and it's like, yes, I love Amanda.
Cool.
Well, all right. Nice talking to you
crushes
guys.
Crushes are hard.
Crushes suck.
Thanks for listening to us on Spotify, on Overcast, on
everything.
Whatever. SoundCloud. Overcast. That's the app that I use to listen to this.
Yeah. Just if you guys like our podcast, please remember to review it on iTunes.
Yes. And very important.
Just tell your friends, because the bigger this gets, the more we can do it. And eventually maybe we can do a live show.
Also,
maybe there'll be some live action playing.
Do some touring. Do some
creation
tour.
Yeah.
It's also important, which you guys have been doing more and more, which is great, but we're trying really hard to release these on midnight on Tuesday, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
midnight on Monday. So, yeah.
Oh, midnight on Monday, so that Tuesday. You get it first thing Tuesday. And if the first day downloads really helps us to be on the charts and stuff.
Yeah.
So. I don't know about these things. Kirsten tells us about them.
Yeah. If you guys want to support queer content, please donate to the Patreon. It's patreon.com/girlshiptv.
Slash your mom.
Nope. There's no.
Slash Pammy Stan.
Stop it. Just girlship.com. Fuck. It's patreon.com/girlshiptv. We are releasing merch soon. So if you want some Queer as Fiction merch, we'll tell you where it is once the shop goes
and
up.
And if you have highly requested items, just tweet them at us.
But you will get to see some Tree and Squirrel merch.
Yes.
And hello, my name is Zaddy. Hello, my name is Co Zaddy. Hello, my name is Step Zaddy.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Is this going to create a rift in our friendship depending on
how many?
How
I don't want to know how many people buy
not
Step Zaddy.
Going
it's
going to
gonna
tell
be,
you.
It's going to be too much for me.
I want to know the exact number.
Okay. All right.
Amanda, where can they find you other than dateamanda.com?
You can find me at Awkward Holland on all platforms.
You can find me at ITS Ashley Perez. And of course, dateamanda.com.
You can find me at Kirsten L. King on Instagram and Kirsten King _ on Twitter and dateamanda.com.
Great.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.